From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The largest U.S. Muslim civil rights and advocacy organization is expressing hope the U.S. military strike in Syria is signaling a reversal of President Trump's stance on banning U.S. entry to people from six majority Muslim countries, including Syria. The Council of American Islamic Relations wants the U.S. to impose economic and diplomatic sanctions on any individual, group, or government that has a role in the continuing genocide in Syria. Trump ordered a missile attack on Syria in retaliation of an apparent chemical weapons attack in Syria, which killed dozens of civilians, including children, with an apparent nerve gas. Thursday night, dozens of U.S. cruise missiles targeted an airbase in western Syria. Here now from President Trump.
Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council.
Syrian State TV called the U.S. strike an act of aggression. Russia's deputy chairman of defense committee said Moscow may terminate interaction with the U.S. military regarding Syria. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. strike against Syria, a key Russian ally, comes ahead of U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Russia within a week. It's unclear if the U.S. action will impact Tillerson's meeting with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, from taking place. Tillerson travels to Moscow after attending the G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy next week. The U.S. military strikes on Syria occurred as Mr. Trump begins a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida presidential retreat.
We've had a long discussion already, and so far I have gotten nothing, absolutely nothing. But we have developed a friendship, I can see that. And I think long term, we're going to have a very, very great relationship.
President Xi did not make remarks while reporters were in the Mar-a-Lago dining room. Earlier, President Trump and members of his administration made it clear they hope to pressure Beijing into doing more to rein in North Korea's nuclear weapons development. Trump said the roughly $310 billion U.S. trade deficit with China is high on their agenda. The United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea for its latest ballistic missile test this week. In a statement released Thursday, the council said it is concerned about Pyongyang's highly destabilizing behavior and flagrant and provocative defiance of the Security Council. The European Union imposed new sanctions in retaliation for North Korea, repeated nuclear and ballistic missile tests, including its launch of a rocket into the Sea of Japan on Wednesday. The U.S. Senate is poised to confirm President Trump's Supreme Court pick after Republicans forced a historic change in the rules governing the chamber, ending the minority party's ability to block high court nominees. A vote on Judge Neil Gorsuch is expected on Friday. Republicans used their majority to alter the Senate rules to defeat a Democratic procedural blockade of the nominee, known as a filibuster. A minibus hit a landmine in southern Somalia, killing 20 people and injuring one other. An official told VOA's Somali service the bus was en route to the coastal town of Maka when it ran over a mine that was apparently planted by al-Shabaab militants and meant to target African Union soldiers who protect the Somali government. Amazon troops often travel in convoys of armored vehicles on the road where the incident occurred. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.